Why do you believe this ice out protest is a good idea?
We need to do something because they're not listening with other actions. And this is not American. This is not our values. This is government overreach in all senses of the word.
So how does not spending money, not going to work or school impact ICE's operations in Minnesota?
The intent is to disrupt just the general operation of the day-to-day of people to get more attention to that this is a concern that they need to be paying attention to. And so, you know, whatever ways that we can protest with our First Amendment rights to get people to pay attention. And I understand lots of people are struggling to make ends meet and struggling to keep work jobs, home life, and all those activities, and they don't have time to maybe pay as much attention to politics as they should. Well, they need to be paying attention because these are some structural changes to American society and American government that are happening, and we need to come together to take action to get our leaders to stop it.
So a lot of this protest and a lot of these demonstrations are due to ICE's occupation in Minnesota. So what do you feel is wrong about how they're doing things?
Well, they're acting like just criminal thugs, to put it plainly. I mean, after Renee Good was killed, they just stormed a high school and started tear gassing people coming out of the high school, tackling parents or tackling teachers, tear gassing the students as they're coming out of the high school for no apparent reason outside of they just happen to be outside. We see all over the news, all over social media, in the protests that people are experiencing where they are not doing organized enforcement or of immigration. They are just looking for anybody who is not pasty white and grabbing them off the street and throwing them in detention to get their quotas.
You also work with the Clay County DFL. You've worked with other candidates. Have you heard of any ICE activity in Clay County, Moorhead or Barnesville, where you're from?
There is regular ICE activity here at Fargo-Moorhead. Just a few weeks ago, both the Perham and the Pelican Rapids processing plants were raided. I don't know how that's going to affect or going to help our grocery prices if the factories can't process the agricultural products. We have numerous organizations in town that are seeing the effects where they are having workers that are afraid to go out to work or go out to public. They're afraid to show their face. They're afraid to speak up because these thugs are just grabbing anybody who is not pasty white and loading up into trucks just, again, to make their quotas. And what we see down in the cities and other places, they're not even checking immigration status or if they're even immigrants. They're just grabbing them, taking their documents, and then dumping them on the street.
We're at Brewhalla, where Unglued is taking part in these protests. Several other businesses like Rustica in Moorhead, Swing Barrel Brewing in Moorhead, and Wild Terra in Fargo are closing down today. Do you think that's in part of this protest against ICE, do you think that's a good way to go about protesting?
I think whatever it takes to get people to notice that this is not normal operations, this is not just normal immigration. This is authoritarian attacks on our democracy and our institutions, and it is specifically targeting to invoke fear and compliance as opposed to actually, you know, the target of people who might be here improperly or people that might be criminals. They're not targeting gangs. They're targeting people at the courthouses, they're targeting people at their jobs. How is these people that are the people that are supposedly detriment to society?
What would you say to somebody who's an employee of one of these businesses that is shutting down today? Whether they agree with it or not, they can't make their paycheck for the day.
Actually, several organizations have said that they can't afford to shut down. And the ones that are having to make that cost, I mean, yes, we all have to make whatever we can make to do an action, whatever we can afford to do, because, again, we have to be able to make ends meet as well. So if you can't protest, if you can't walk out, then, you know, we understand that not everyone can. If you're in a case where your business is shutting down, then and you need to make ends meet, well, I mean, your employer is understanding of that. A lot of the companies that have done this have made that comment that this is a sacrifice. And they're doing what they can to make ends meet and to support their staff as well. But if you're in one of these companies and you're trying to make ends meet, but half of your food service staff can't come to work or are afraid to come to work because they're afraid that ICE is going to pick them up, well, then you can't operate your business anyway.